From Virginia Tech to Newtown to Parkland, Florida, the list of school shootings continues to metastasize as the country reels in horror. When looking at these rampages, which of course also include the violence in Las Vegas and Orlando, we try to delve inside the minds of the shooters, all men, all angry, and all dislocated. Maybe, just maybe, if we knew who could turn violent, we can prevent the next bloodbath from occurring. And that's the speculation, at least, in Julia Cho's play, Office Hour, at Berkeley Rep's Pete's Theater through March 25th. Lisa Peterson, director of the production.
It's primarily about an associate professor of English in a university that could be anywhere in this country. In the first scene, she is warned by a couple of colleagues in the English department about a student who is writing incendiary, violent pieces in their classes. And he's completely uncommunicative as a person. And they're worried that he may fit the profile of a classic shooter.
Dennis, our possible shooter, doesn't talk much, at least at first. He sits there, sullen, head covered, wearing sunglasses. Is it possible, our teacher Gina asks, to get him to open up, to find out what's inside him, to see if maybe there's a way to reach him, or if not, to discover if he is more than just an alienated kid writing scary stories, if he's actually dangerous?
It's actually fairly kaleidoscopic in its structure, so there is not only a single reality.
The narrative fractures, reassembles, then fractures again. We realize, as the play continues, that there's more going on here than simply a psychological evaluation. We're also looking at not only gun violence, but the fear of gun violence. We're looking at the alienation of the outsider, and we're looking at race and racism.
It had been loosely inspired by the Virginia Tech shooting. Julia was, particularly as a Korean American with the same last name as the shooter at Virginia Tech, she was kind of making a thought exercise for herself about, what if I encountered this young person? What would happen? What would I say? How do I feel about the fact that somebody from my culture did this thing?
Office Hour is anchored by the performances of the two leads, Gina the teacher, played by Jackie Chung, and Dennis, the student, portrayed by Daniel Chung. Their chemistry lies at the heart of the production, and that's a good thing, because these two actors provide some sort of grounding for a play that seems to go in too many directions. What Office Hour has going for it, though, is our current environment. The play feels as if it was written yesterday or the day before. Moments resonate as we think back to Nicholas Cruz and the way in which the aftermath of Parkland has played out. So playwright Julia Cho may not have clearly forged the connections from racism to alienation to literary violence to gun violence to the power of the NRA, but the audience makes those connections anyway. Office Hour by Julia Cho, directed by Lisa Peterson, plays at Berkeley Rep's Pete's Theater through March 25th. For more information, you can go to berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.